Now, when I say questioning the whole society, it means ultimately coming to see that the problem of racism, the problem of economic exploitation, and the problem of war are all tied together. These are the triple evils that are interrelated. And if you will let me be a preacher just a little bit, one night a juror came to Jesus, and he wanted to know what he could do to be saved. Jesus didn't get bogged down on the kind of isolated approach of what you shouldn't do. Jesus didn't say, "Now, Nicodemus, you must stop lying." He didn't say, "Nicodemus, now you must not commit adultery." He didn't say, "Now, Nicodemus, you must stop cheating if you're doing that." He didn't say, "Nicodemus, you must stop drinking liquor if you're doing that excessively." He said something altogether different, because Jesus realized something basic. That if a man will lie, he will steal. And if a man will steal, he will kill. So instead of just getting bogged down on one thing, Jesus looked at him and said, "Nicodemus, you must be born again." In other words, your whole structure must be changed. A nation that will keep people in slavery for 244 years will thingify them and make them thing. And therefore, they will exploit them and poor people generally, economically. And a nation that will exploit economically will have to have foreign investments and everything else, and it will have to use its military might to protect them. All of these problems are tied together. What I'm saying today is that we must go from this convention and say, "America, you must be born again."
Free Mix Radio, I Mix What I Like, the Frank Talk Mixtape, Volume 1.
Nairobi, Kenya, Accra, Ghana, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi, or Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same: we want to be free.
Freedom, say the freedom. It's a hard and lonely road. You're only gonna be as free as you wanna be.
Freedom.
Really, what's it really mean to be free? The feeling of a revolutionary that got burst, or the ex-convict inhaling his first breath. I'm free like the baby that survived with a stillbirth, like the soul of a sinner that begs forgiveness. Freedom is the feeling that I get when I spit this. I sat up with me a political prisoner. I dreamt of the day Mandela was free. It came true, raised a fist for my beats to witness. I'm free like the labor that's provided in sweatshops, Africans and immigrants, the government imports. Incarceration is raising a plantation. We either locked up or freed on probation. It's double consciousness. Cry freedom, lie freedom. If the truth sets you free, can you buy freedom? Think of the outcome. 7 shots ripping through the chest of Malcolm, and we free at last.
I wanna be free to live. I wanna be free. I wanna be free to live.
Freedom is every prisoner's dream, waking up to the steel bars. A feeling you can't describe it in a few bars. I'd rather grab a pen and let the fight begin. Freedom is defeated if the prison lies within. Either give me freedom or death, like Dred Scott freed O.J. Simpson. With the system, just stop. Know how we feel in them shoes. Freedom is the mug shots on the evening news. Slaves on the underground railroad, free from the master. Free like the internet downloads from Napster. Free like Steve Biko, fought for the people. Or John Lennon returning after the Beatles. Hoover means freedom, I said it on Soul Rebel. Feeling of a black athlete winning a gold medal. I'm free like the welfare checks, I've been a project with high stakes. Still, freedom is just a mind state.
I wanna be free to live.
Quality. What is peace? Is justice by definition confined to the realm of the law, or, as Dr. King realized, must one sometimes break the law in order to be more effective advocates for justice? Are there ways of imagining equality that move beyond, or at least outside of, the realm of the law? How do we understand the formal equality that is supposedly enjoyed by all citizens during this post-civil rights era? But let us remember that all of the inhabitants of this country, especially let us remember during this era of the security state, that all of the inhabitants of this country are not considered citizens.
Use your real eyes to realize these real lies. Yo, Marley, let's hit him. Word up. I don't know why these cats trying to front. Marley Marl on the music. KRS on the lyric stop. On the side, I teach metaphysica. Chris is a master MC challenge. He no nigga, nah. Let me get this out here like vinegar. Chris is the hood of America. I stay ahead of ya. What I spit will better ya. Retire me? No, never, nah. Way too clever for cats that want me to sever this endeavor. I'm like, whatever, ha. The opposite of a lie. Many tried to get with this guy, but only the best can spit with this guy. It's the teacher, don't give him a try. I take you all the way back to ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Stay fly, without the flashiness. My jewels is the gift that I apply. So I ask why these Kentucky Fried Chicken DJs promoting breast and thigh. Marley Marl, test these guys. It takes real eyes to realize these real lies.
Oye, respete el maestro. Aunque yo sé que ustedes no saben de esto. It's for the hood, for the ghetto. Do the math, loco, get going. Date cuenta, oye, respete el maestro. Aunque yo sé que ustedes no saben de esto. It's for the hood, for the ghetto. Do the math, loco, get going. Date cuenta.
Right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used. Chopped up, stretched, and fused with other shit to get the desired effect to win. Let us begin.
You got it, you got it, you got it, you got it. I know you got it. ideas. My mellow, we glow like snow, yellowed by piss prints and paint. Smiley face prints in it.
You got
the nerve to spit flows, eyes closed, you're out of your lane. I'm running with my windows tinted.
You got
a closed line with locks on the gates.
You got
a bag of life filled with dead weight.
You got
your priorities mixed up. We fixed up Bobby to throw these bird MCs bait.
You got it, you got it, you got it, you got it. I know you got it.
Spitting isn't written like last month's baby clothes, it ain't fitting.
You got
to upgrade to the top of phase, bringing big body ink sticks, bottom of the page.
You got
to step in a little hotter these days.
You got
swamp foot, I heard it starting in the glades.
You got
two of the best and one of the newest who stay mile high with the stewardess doing
it.
You know I got it.
You got it.
You know I got it.
You got it.
You know I got it.
You got it.
You know I got it. A degree in brag and an art to bag any lady to get her back to the room.
You got
a wife at home with a knife to loan cuts for cutting up. I'm in the emergency room.
You got
styles of place, Long Island. Base.
You got
a major tour now all over the place.
You got
the knack to keep those who lack out of the mainframe of the game. You know they say
you got it, you got it, you got it, you got it. I know you got trouble.
Take that chance to make double. Can't knock the hustle but scope you like the Hubble.
You got
move over on I-95. Flashlights right in your eyes. Step outside.
You got
weed in your tray and coke in your trunk.
You got
nowhere to run. They opened it up.
You got
a lot of regret. Court debt. Got a 5-year sentence. Ain't finished two yet.
You got
time, money, and work to do. But every time I'm working money here, it says I give her no time.
You got
crime niggas who just signed my commitment. See, I'm honest. My niggas, I committed no crime.
You got
good credit and plans for next year.
You got
drunk once off a great goose some beer.
You got
rhymes frozen. Got you sipping on these daiquiris. I'm saying what exactly your ears want to hear.
You got
I know you got it.
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 Got
the aches and pains for craving for some De La Soul shit to whip your ass back in the shade.
You got
the hold tight. The album soon come. For now, take a bite from out of this mixtape.
You got
to cop this, so pay the fee.
You got
soul, cause you're listening to the three MCs, Rocky Kango and Qualies. But don't break this, break this.
Damn.
Freemix Radio, the Frank Talk Mixtape, Volume 1.
So I conclude by saying today that we have a task, and let us go out divine dissatisfaction. Let us be dissatisfied until America will no longer have a high blood pressure of creeds and an anemia of deeds. Let us be dissatisfied until the tragic walls that separate the outer city of wealth and comfort from the inner city of poverty and despair shall be crushed by the battering rams of the forces of justice. Let us be dissatisfied until we live on the outskirts of hope, brought into the metropolis of daily security. Let us be dissatisfied until slums are cast into the junk heaps of history and every family will live in a decent sanitary home. Let us be dissatisfied until the dark yesterdays of segregated schools will be transformed into bright tomorrows of quality integrated education. Let us be dissatisfied until integration is not seen as a problem, but as an opportunity to participate in the beauty of diversity. Let us be dissatisfied until men and women, however black they may be, will be judged on the basis of the content of that character, not on the basis of the color of that skin. Let us be dissatisfied. Let us be dissatisfied until every state capital be housed by a governor who will do justly, who will love mercy, and who will walk humbly with his God. Let us be dissatisfied until from every city hall justice will roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. Let us be dissatisfied until that day when the lion and the lamb shall lie down together. And every man will sit under his own vine and fig tree, and none shall be afraid. Let us be dissatisfied. Men will recognize that out of one blood God made all men to dwell upon the face of the earth. Let us be dissatisfied until that day when nobody will shout white power, when nobody will shout black power, but everybody will talk about God's power and human power.
We will no longer communicate with vocal inflection. What will be necessary is to communicate through telekinesis.
What it is, brother?
You will open your mind and concentrate hard enough. Focus. 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 Focus.
Raps like Star Wars, only the stars die, it's no sequels. Beat three cases, see three Neos. Before Morpheus and Neo was killing them, we was ducking bullets in the hood like Remo Williams. Understand the underground dom, sip or take it serious or die laughing like John Ritter. Young Eastwood just trying to eat good, breathe easy, relax, smack like Fleetwood. Keep snoring, keep sleeping, I'll keep touring. Come back, lay in a cut like Neosporin. Came out of the Fallopian blasting, Pharaoh humpier than Ethiopians fasting. Flies all in my teeth, stomach sticking out. Niggas want dibs on the weed but ain't taking out. See, this is not American Idol, this is me trying to eat human survival. Spit at your favorite rapper, take his title. Stick needles in his eyeballs till his signs are no longer vital. This ain't that, I'm not them. These ain't those rhymes, I'm not him. This is more like cocaine all night. Shine like the new five halogen fog lights. No, more like sunshine in one line of mine. And remind you of when you were nine. Before you were busting cherries, it wasn't necessary to grind then. Now we all on our grizzly. And you got the nerve to press frisbees. What it is?
What it is? What it is? What it is? What it is? What it is? What it is? What is it?
If I'm not home on the range, catch me at the range. Practicing my aim, catch you in your brain. Shame. They thought I was backpacked. Slept. Didn't know that he kept inside the knapsack. Today's niggas do skate by hits. Run in your crib on some queer ride for the straight guy shit. But not homosexuals, they mastering gunplay. Rearrange your furniture, fix your feng shui. They be swearing it's cute, but a be up in the glove, box cutter in the boot. With a sedative pill and no ice either. The right to bear arms, I'm not talking right beaters either. When they see me, they say, that's that nigga. My last name should be that nigga. Sounds kinda nice, Pharaoh, that's that. Never catch me with them plastic half-ass niggas. With the flow that's so influential. Niggas fucked up, they get no instrumentals now. Next time you spittin' on mine, bet your bottom dollar you be spittin' over rhymes. What it is?
What it is? What it is? What it is?
A little bit about what motivates me and what motivated me during my 12 years in the United States Congress to tell the truth and to seek justice. Actually, let me tell you that we're in the 21st century, and this is the front page of a newspaper, Jackson, Mississippi, and it's not the 18th or 19th century. It's not even the 20th century. It's the 21st century. A modern day lynching. And this body was found hanging from a tree by young people who were on their way to school. I was invited to Jackson, Mississippi to speak, and this was the front page of the newspaper that greeted me as I went to Jackson, Mississippi. problem in this country, and that is that we are experiencing income inequality like we have almost never experienced in this country before. Poverty in the United States is a problem. It is a problem for us today. In fact, U.S. mayors just recently issued a report saying that hunger and homelessness are intensifying in our cities across our country. Nobody's talking very much about eliminating poverty. But I can tell you, if we can spend $720 million a day on war, then certainly we can put a huge dent in the poverty that is experienced in this country.
India, Mexico, Africa, Asia, China, Korea, Indonesia. India, Mexico, Africa, Asia, China, Korea, Indonesia. India, Mexico, Africa, Asia, China, Korea, Indonesia. India, Mexico, Africa, Asia, China, Korea, Indonesia.
Stay for a while, another morning.
Wake up,
not to waste all our days. So let's greet today with a smile. When everything is young, fresh, and new. When everything is young, fresh, and new.
Like an ending, this is a beginning. The wheels keep spinning on a brand new thought. And people all the time saying rapper poo art. To go back to school, stop playing cool. We'll stop by the pool, no shame, belly showing. Hate motivate, last time to keep flowing. That was last time I evolved as a man. And as I got older, I begin to understand that dreams do change, goals rearrange. It's no longer fame I aspire to attain. Cause fame is a drain where your morals get flushed, values get crushed, and we no longer trust. We gotta see it in the first place. For me it only takes one case. The verdict's been read, these words been said. So I K-I-M. There's plenty people left who believe in them. And this here's the next chapter in my life. An ongoing saga, I decided to write. I decided it's right. You decide if you like, you decided you like. God bless and good night, good night.
When everything is young, French and you.
Justice isn't blind. The system of justice is very unique. In courtrooms of champions, amateurs compete. Men with less than a high school diploma are attacked by college professors with glee and humor. With their lives at stake, they take the stand with a dream of fairness when they face this man. Justice is a legal cloak and an unrighteous way of punishing my folk. Judges, they play with your life, and freedom can be had for a price. But for the poor who has no gold, there is no justice, and damn your soul. Justice herself, who claimed to be blind, been caught peeping a number of times. And in some cases, so I'm told, she's even taken off her blindfold. Scales was her criteria by which she judged for a very long time. Now it's been replaced by a dollar sign. Local crimes are said to increase at a rapid speed. However, crime in the courtroom far exceeds the pettiness that turns crimes from day to day is far greater in every way. but no one dare question these facts or take a final stand or truly observe the tilted scales in the blind lady's hand. One need only to glance to see how the rich infringe upon our rights, while the poor struggle to comprehend justice in their already lost fight. Justice isn't blind.
He would be giving rousing and eloquent orations about the fact that at the beginning of the 21st century, precisely those forces that presume to make the world free for freedom and democracy are spreading war and torture and racism and capitalist exploitation around the globe. They do not defend democracy and freedom, he would probably say, but rather are possibly the greatest threats to democracy and freedom.
So we got another kind of investment, something like $40,000 into the prison industrial complex. Maintain a prison, prisoner. But we get now that prisoner gets to work for private industry, right? That makes profit off of that prisoner's labor. And that prisoner, 60% of those prisoners are the children of the same folks who was picking the cotton, chopping the tobacco, and the sugar cane. Interesting phenomenon.
Now the Larry Davis case shows you how the drugs were getting into the community. It was through the police, right? And the police bring the drugs into the community. People get hooked on the crack, the cocaine. It's disruptive to the family. And when it gets so disruptive, people commit crimes. You've got prisons with a massive, you know, prison industrial complex that has come into being in the last 20 years to handle the incarceration of large numbers of black and Latino men. You know, this is why I say Larry is a metaphor for a genocidal war against black people in America. And they've used drugs as a pretext to just wipe out a generation of young black people, to wipe them out. And it's a sad, sad, sad thing. It's a sad thing. It's another form of slavery. If you
fuck the bitch. Militant by any means, Malcolm X meant to me. So I
rage against the machine and my fatigue. Then I realize a lot of fake soldiers around me. Brothers claim to be conscious, but they contras. Trying to contraband, my mind's fair, but I conquer. Only I'm the author of some of the realest shit you ever hear. I am Lucifer, the lyrics. Judas might scare it, but it's all good as long as ignorant niggas hear it. It's big work trying to break down the dome. Or they say I'm too new in this game to talk shit. Ah, fuck them. I'm feeling like pocket shit. Any fake conscious rappers need their pockets picked. Rumor has it, the boy always been the LC. And I spit an L16 at any nigga's team. So piss out the haterade if you ain't fucking with me. Fucking with me, you're gonna need more than a condom. Try spermicide for my content. Only I spit G's, E's, M's, and S's. W-E-B, the raw in the flesh. I rap over niggas' heads like a noose. And the white man assassinates a character from the roof. So if hip hop dead, that mean they coming for me too. Yeah.
These conscious cats is all talking, no act. My brother told me to hold them down, I said bet that. Let's get it shaking, I ain't faking your bet that. And it's a bet 100%, bet that. One shot at this, no practice. This tactic is that of an assassin in black. Ready for action, in fact, your babble on like Babylon. I'm Nebuchadnezzar, sent to dismember and I'm down for whatever. It's more of rage or righteous play. Set the return hip-hop to its golden age. I represent for the one hood. The new and the true Black Panthers and Zulus. The NOIs were stolen from Africa. What you represent? I say it, Hotep. Should they stop treating black women like bitches yet? Oh, you conscious, yeah. Jack. Oh, now you poor black. You fraud, motherfucker. Get the folks at. Your clowns is about giggling and asses wiggling. Hate when I'm spitting it. And why all you too militant? That cats ain't conscious, only your Homer Simpson. Or better said, Peter Griffin. Trust me, there's really no difference. Think you my equal in the sense of all your people. And I show you all the faces and death as I punish your evil. I'm Shango the Orisha. Who speak with thunder. NYR attack the trap with a savage hunger. NYR, I approve this message. I'm approving blessing. You never had a chance to be given. What the fuck is you stressing? I'm not some conscious rapper. I'm an activist. It's active in this or some hardcore action shit. These conscious cats is all talking, no act. My brother told me to hold them down. I said bet that. Let's get it shaking. I ain't faking your bet that. And it's a bet 100%. Bet that.
I'm an activist that's actively active with the community. And I'm trying to transform these boys to men like beauty. Yo, I swear I'm down for all this unity shit. But these pussies getting exposed like Britney's clip. Brothers claim to be down with the movement, but they ain't move out they chick. Yeah, I'm on the front line of the war. They on the front page of the source. They monkeys on the porch, I'll expose them a little more. Call me Rappers Michael Moore. I'm so for sure, I'm exact now, bet that.
I ain't some backpacker, but if I was, I'd probably have a bomb strapped to the back of my knapsack. They're packing these whack rappers, they're slacking. Contact, detonate. Ooh, what just happened? Y'all just got trapped in between this hip-hop extremist. Look, man, I'ma be a dick about this shit from real long penis to act enlightened, but your punk ass frightened. But warrior class brothers is out here fighting. These conscious cats is all talking, no act. No, my brother told me to hold them down, I said bet that. This nigga's shaking, I ain't faking your bet that. And it's a bet 100%, bet that.
And man, I like my Henny. Love my hood. Abuse the word, nigga, you don't like it, nigga, would. Love when chicks mouth play double dutch with my nuts. Love this bit of how my flow will leave your brain cut. Pigs love to catch a nigga and display. Some more you conscious rappers better wake the fuck up, man. I'm a prime rib spitter. They only veggies are getting fucked. Y'all ain't rhyme living, that's why these niggas are hurting up. What you mean, say hip-hop, man, they murder us, man. Brother Jacob, the jeweler, like he ain't never heard of us, man. These Starbucks rappers, they don't ever spark with us, yeah. When a dog bites the dust, they don't ever bark with us, yeah. How the hell you look a red, black, green, and Adidas on? That's like leaving Marcus Garvey's great Peter seated on. And black people's backs is what the throne is seated on. Then why we mostly known for dancing and singing songs, man?
But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl. But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
Queen mothers, young sisters, grandmothers, soul sisters,
ladies, daughters, little girls. I can't even imagine a woman's world. You can't even imagine a woman's world. We can't even imagine a woman's world. I can't even imagine a woman's world. You should try to imagine, mommy. I see you walking fast like a flash. My energy deceitful. There's no reply to my high. Am I speaking beneath you? First I didn't understand, I couldn't believe you. Had to learn a little of what you gotta go through. It's a defense for the way a lot of men approach you. And once you intimate before they even really know you. Some of you struggle to get a brother to love you. Most of us just wanna keep you at our disposal. I'm sorry to get vulgar on you. Come on, feel me. We in the legacy of Pippin ain't easy. They had brothers on the plantation breeding, impregnating anything and everything moving. Some even want you when you out the room breathing. Taking first steps, first words, still teething. Relatives, friends of the family, or past demons. The low-key advance, secrecy in they semen. Queen mothers, young sisters, grandmothers, soul sisters, ladies, daughters, little girls. You can't even imagine a woman's world. You can't even imagine a woman's world. You can't even imagine a woman's world. You can't even imagine a woman's world.
Freemix Radio, the Frank Talk Mixtape, Volume 1.
But my question is my question here is this: how can we, here in the United States, especially considering the dominant post 9/11 jingoism, remap our political communities? We live in the United States of America, but this is not the only geopolitical site in the world. Okay? Europe exists. Africa exists. Asia. And probably the most exciting place in the world right now is Latin America. Strategy these days of contemporary U.S. imperialism is accompanied increasingly by an awareness of the link between war and profit. There are anti-globalization movements. There are campaigns against the sweatshops, global sweatshops. There are campaigns against the feminization of the global labor force. There are movements to defend the rights of labor. There are transnational campaigns against racism, against the death penalty, challenges to the prison industrial complex and its increasingly global scale. These are cause for hope. These are cause for hope.
You're all worried, and I agree, there's plenty to be worried about, like this solar power plant, already operational outside Los Angeles. Photovoltaic cells, they convert sunlight directly into electricity. Fluorescent lasts 10 times as long as a conventional light bulb, uses only a quarter of the power. Super windows insulate as well as 10 sheets of glass. An electric car, partially powered by solar panels. But the truth is, gentlemen, I'm not worried about any of these things, because no one's ever going to know about them.
It's just a
public service announcement sponsored by Just Blaze and the good folks at Rockefeller Records.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. This is a public service announcement sponsored by Just Blaze and the good folks at Rockefeller Records.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...
in the calm snow, but in my imagination
flakes and make the globe shake and leave craters in the earth that rotate. This one's for Israel, revolutionary fist held. Both legs impaled by the devil's dagger. I stagger, let off a clip and fell. I lost my grip, slipped in the pits of hell. My crown fell off down the hole, grabbed by a million tortured souls, burning flesh as they tore through my clothes. This hot angel set my body up, lifeless but righteous, handed me a pair of cuffs. All right then, the sky cut with streaks of lightning. I ran into him like a bison, eternal fighting forever. Know what I mean? Good against evil, nigga. The offering. Pass my motherfucking crown around. 16, yo.
Shout out to the Malcolm X grassroots movement. You can link up with them through us at foxunion.com.
You're standing right now with 9 delegates from 100 gangs. And there's over 100 more. That's 20,000 hardcore members. 40,000 counting affiliates. And 20,000 more not organized, but ready to fight. 60,000 soldiers. Now there ain't but 20,000 police in the whole town. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? The problem in the past has been the man turning us against one another.
I remember reading Horace Keaton's long old rope, where he talks about being a correspondent at the UN. And a brother from Ghana was there. And he said, I feel sorry for you, black Americans. He said, why? He said, because if we succeed in our struggle in Ghana, we'll have a nation. But if you succeed in your struggle, you will disappear.
A little for some and a whole lot for others. Complete crushing for those who never understand in this society. Pain is a part of man.
Pain.
Pain. Endure you must or be crushed. Pain.
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 Like fine eyes burning flesh. Leave me sane. Do not mix my mind and leave me blind. The pain of a disease that has no cure. The pain of a love affair that got nowhere.
Pain.
The pain of a system where oppression you must bear.
Pain.
The pain of a war that has no end.
Pain.
Cruel people that inflict pain.
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 Pain. For monetary gain. The pain that a man has to endure when two junior flip hot-rod loving pig phonies put him in a position where he must choose against humiliation as a man or death.
Pain.
The pain.
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 Like busting babies' heads against cement walls. Pain.
Pain.
Of people going to the moon while little brothers and wives
fight the other day, I just took the gun from underneath the bed and put the barrel to my head. I was just too afraid to pull the trigger. I just, you know, it's like.
You know it's me.
Just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Bullshit y'all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on a fluke. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me. Motherfucker, something wrong with you. When the chief just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets no end.
To the pigs is my basic statement. I spit street stories till I taste the pavement. Trying to stay out the pen where we face enslavement. Had a foolproof hustle till they trace the payments. I was gripping my palm around some shitty rum. Trying to find Psalm number 151 to forget what I'm owed as I clutch the Komodo red. Put down the bottle and come get the gun. Let's get off the chain like Kunta Kinte with a Mac-10. That one was gone like a dollar and a crack den. Steadily subtracting seeds and stems. Mind cloudy through the weeds and phlegm. Numbing my brain off of that and the Jesus hymns. If we waiting for the time to fight these is them, telling us to relax while they ease it in. We're getting greased again. The truth I write is so cold that it frees my pen. My boots Riley, it's a pleasure to meet you. Never let they punk ass ever defeat you. They got us on the corner wearing pleather and see-through. All y'all's gold mines, they wanna deplete you. I ain't just finna rap on the track, I'm finna clap on the back. And it's been stacking it at 500 years before Iceberg ever leaned back in the lap. Before they told Rosa Black in the back. Before the CIA told Ricky Ross to put crack in the sack. The Gil Scott traded rapping for smack. This beat alone should get platinum plaques. I'd rather see a million of us ecstatic to scrap. Cause if we bapping them back, we automatically stack.
Corporate media mangled Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton debate over the relative contributions of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and President Lyndon Johnson coincides with the birthday of the actual Martin Luther King. Since the corporate media is totally incapable of covering or even tolerating the raising of any issues of substance, and because both Obama and Clinton avoid real issues, real facts, and real history like the plague, we urge that thinking voters put the candidates to the Martin Luther King test. What would Dr. King do if he were alive? Dr. King said the triple evils of his day were militarism, racism, and economic exploitation. In his brilliant April 4, 1967 speech at New York's Riverside Church, Dr. King showed the interaction of all three evils in the world, that these evils work together against the interests of humanity. King declared that the Vietnam War and other U.S. wars in the Third World were evil manifestations of American militarism and an attempt to prevent other peoples from making their arrival as full men in the world, a reference to the underlying racism and economic exploitative nature of U.S. foreign policy. In addition, Dr. King said he was compelled to see the war as an enemy of the poor in the U.S. King noted the shining moment when, after years of struggle, President Johnson became a collaborator with the civil rights movement, pushing through Congress both civil rights and anti-poverty legislation. But then came the buildup in Vietnam, and King knew, in his words, that America would never invest the necessary funds or energies in rehabilitation of its poor so long as adventures like Vietnam continued to draw men and skills and money like some demonic, destructive suction tube. What would Dr. King say today about the two quarreling corporate candidates, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton? There can be no doubt that he would judge them as he did his former presidential ally, Lyndon Johnson. The Iraq War has taken at least 1 million Iraqi lives. As the Vietnam War had killed 1 million Vietnamese, by Dr. King's reckoning, by 1967, it is an attempt to prevent Iraqis from exercising control over their own land and resources, just as King believed the Americans were attempting to do in Vietnam. And the Iraq War, just like the Vietnam War, ensures that the U.S. will never invest the necessary funds or energies to rebuild America's cities, restore the social safety net, or provide universal health care. Senators Obama and Clinton fail the Martin Luther King test miserably. Obama wants to add 100,000 new troops to the U.S. Armed Forces at a cost of over $100 billion. Even as he proposes partial withdrawals from Iraq. Clinton seeks 80,000 new soldiers and Marines. As sure as the sun rises, a bigger U.S. military means more wars and no money for domestic change. The only candidate who would pass the Martin Luther King test is Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich, whose platform for peace, truly universal health care, a living wage, and an end to corporate domination of American life harkens back to that shining moment in the 60s that King mentioned, when there were hopes and new beginnings. But the corporate media has caused the Kucinich campaign to disappear from coverage and televised debate. Lyndon Johnson finally failed the Martin Luther King test in Vietnam. Obama and Clinton have already failed the test through their own policy proposals. Neither has earned the right to speak of Dr. King's legacy. For Black Agenda Radio, I'm Glenn Ford.
Child poverty. If there is no intervention by public policy makers, it will take 210 years to eliminate the child poverty gap in this country by race. Imprisonment. All of us know what the situation is with criminal injustice in our country today. Police brutality, police terror, police murder. In Atlanta, Georgia, a 92-year-old woman sitting in her home is attacked by rogue police officers and murdered. And her family has still not been made whole. Little justice. But for the issue of imprisonment, without public policy intervention, that is, if our elected officials do nothing, it will take 190 years for the racial disparity in imprisonment to be eliminated.
Free Mix Radio, I mix what I like. The Frank Talk Mixtape, Volume 1.
I'm black, Dippy Greasy Kid, I'm better off saying like Easy did. Mike Vick for the pit, now he going to jail. He ain't have a license, the dead duck or quail. The have a license when they shot Sean Bell. Now hell is the place we live, cause the race we is, I mean race we are. Too cold for this cop to have a face on the car. It ain't candy, so I don't want a taste of the bars. Ain't a ball game, I don't want
wanna sit at the court. Do a long bid, I don't wanna get out of thought. But I'm black and people in jail is most my color. What a black cop, every brother ain't no brother. I'm a half nine, grandma suffered. You just mad, we hustled right out of the struggle. Let it rain, we gon' dance out in the puddles. What?
Looking back over my past dreams. Cause I'm black, yeah.
Yeah, they say paybacks, I'm up. That explains why I'm sick of getting treated like a damn stepchild. Living like a soda, I'm in exile. Gotta climb out of my skin just like a reptile. Born with a fence foul, them suits and neckties. Operating under the code, living let die. I'm trying to break free of the hole. But 5 out of 10 brothers going to see a parole. Who this system fell? Well, Michael Bell might as well be Sean. Fat cats picnicking on the White House lawn. And it's only 10% in the hood. Well, health benefits, genocide, genesis. Guilty till we innocent citizens. Listen. In the government smooth talk, take one step forward and do the move, walk back. Give me the peace prize like Al Gore. I got a mind like Malcolm X. How about yours? Come on.
Looking back over my past dreams that I once knew, wondering why my dreams never came true. Something is holding me back. Is it because I'm black? Yeah.
Struggle lives on and a tire on. I'm a shoulda never been fired, just fired on. Not with a them up with a water hose. Got some nerve to call a black man daughter hoe. Whoever put the nooses up, we oughta slaughter those. Clan in the precinct, where did the order go? Clan in the schools too, where should my daughter go? Where should my son go? Let me know what you want us home for. I'm too black to not dream like Martin did. Die like Malcolm, a martyr to be part of it. Came from the ghetto, you know the heart of it. We just want it finished it, we ain't even started it.
Looking back over my false dreams that I once knew, wondering why my dreams never came true. Something is holding me back. Is it because I'm black?
Yeah.
To the fish fry where niggas get burned to a crisp. Jump out the pot, yeah, yo, I got this. Long armor, construction's on, I'm pro-drama. Catch me in the wildest beeps, I bring bombers. Bearded like Taliban's food, and my black ninjas are come through. Tuxedos on with the gold llamas, prices like emeralds. Check out the ski mask, King Tut's nephew gave it to me for 3 bags of Heron. Don Baron, snip a bag of blow, fifth out. Running up in sacks with the ill on me. Shake beds, play dead, yo, check out what Ray said. Lay on your hands, lick the brands and break bread. High energy, all my niggas akin to me. Regardless how I go down, I still get 10 a key. Beware of my enemies, y'all remember me. Nights with the low goose on and I've been a beast. Wowing in my headphones, letting my stones. Good ganja out, if I die, fill up my headstone. For water, dough, acid, and gold classics. All my niggas who pump the spirit to jump out and grab shit. Max with the laser on a staircase caskets. Broke bub thugs in the hallway maxing.
Still the 1-6 school niggas. Straight up. The nozzle aim, rip through your brain for pocket change. Fiend for the rush, hour forward and pop a vein. $1,000 corks pop, bosses get off top. Used to be a general, just lost your spot. Animal house, $2,000 a hand of your mouth. Beast mode with the G-code, cancel them out. Son, I seen hell, fell into the palms of Satan arms. Dawn that I am, made him bow in the face of God. Graveyard shipping, different day, the same thing. The name ring, then the chain swing and dames cling. Money green, Rory kicks, whips and new fitteds. Advocated by the few who do live it. Bloomberg, make a nigga cop the Mossberg. Shorty ain't a shorty, he a shooter like Wahlberg. Old man told me don't be blind to deception only. Chop of perfection, homie, your mind is a weapon.
Relax, you got your muscles tight. Relax.
We told y'all niggas, then we showed y'all niggas, huh?
We gon' take it back with this.
By the time we get a show, we've been all around the globe, huh?
We gon' take it back with this.
Before you even had a name, you was screaming Wu-Tang.
We gon' take it back with this.
When we was running on the block, you was under your props, remember?
We gon' take it back with this. Let's go.
Armor, truck, money, Shazam, Bengals. Play the throne like Julius Caesar. Guerrilla mobs, last killers, guard, fake passports and visas. All of my goons, they be carrying spoons because we won't be having massive seizures. Hot chocolate lovers, guns is pubs. Detroit bitches out of town be dying to fuckers. This is real talk, shank lullabies. Ben Franks, we like JetBlue, we stay hella high. Put on the dumbbell L, we can't even S-E-E-L-L. MTV or TRL. Supreme novelist, we rank superior. Guarding the post, down low in the jets. Got it locked in your area, ain't trying to hear ya. We like rebel niggas, pounded up, wildin' in the streets of La Mittens on shines with blood wallies, that's the color of wine.
Talk to me, my criminal mystique. Kick back the boss, 6,000 a week. Pay homage with the dumb beat. You're a minor threat. I see the sweat roll down your cheek, and your talk is sweet. The talk is pork, getting murdered in New York when I enforce the heat. And the cost ain't cheap, my advice is priceless. Bring back the life that you thought was lifeless. The way you're the guns and who the nicest. SK, no stun guns, smooth devices. Time crisis, I play the game low life. Was in the brawl, rip the bones out the walls and Rikers. Vipers in the infirmary rooms with slices. Shices with hate and they blood might bite ya. Fuck that bitch, your wife don't write ya. Cancel her, buy another one just like her. Pipers in the bucket of ice tastes righteous. Today's mathematics when we build in ciphers. The baby automatic kill like Air Force strikers. I'm still Asiatic when I spill the hypeness.
That's right.
First we told y'all niggas, then we showed y'all niggas, huh?
We gon' take it back with this.
By the time you get a show, we've been all around the globe, huh?
We gon' take it back with this.
The Frank Talk Mixtape, Volume 1, I Mix What I Like.
Charles Grainer was convicted day before yesterday of perpetrating abuses against prisoners in the notorious prison in Baghdad, Abu Ghraib. But where now is the outrage? Where are the analyses that make us highly suspicious that this was the work of an individual? Because that is what the trial is designed to persuade us, that this is just a bad apple, an aberrant individual. What about the connections with the abuses of prisoners here in the U.S.? As a matter of fact, in the same institution where Charles Grainer served as a prison guard before he went to Iraq. And I'm talking about SCI Green in Pennsylvania, which is the prison where Mumia Abu-Jamal and many other inhabitants of death row are now housed. As a matter of fact, why is it that so few of us are aware of the fact that there were lawsuits against Grainer alleging abuse at SCI Green? Both suits were dismissed, as are virtually all suits brought by prisoners. And of course, he wasn't disciplined. But in one case, he was accused of throwing a prisoner onto the floor, kicking and beating him, and placing razor blades in his food. In the other suit, a prisoner accused Grainer of picking him up by the foot and throwing him into his cell. And of course, I'm not making an argument about individual aberrant behavior, nor about the transference of individual aberrations from Pennsylvania to Baghdad. Rather, I'm encouraging you to think about the deep structural connections between these domestic and military institutions.
Hard time in this crazy town, having a hard time.
Remix Radio, I Mix What I Like, Volume 1.
With all the struggle and all the achievements, we must face the fact, however, that the Negro still lives in the basement of the great society. He is still at the bottom, despite the few who have penetrated to slightly higher levels. Even where the door has been forced partially open, mobility for the Negro is still sharply restricted. There's often no bottom at which to start, and when there is, there's almost no room at the top. In consequence, Negroes are still impoverished aliens in an affluent society. They are too poor even to rise with the society, too impoverished by the ages to be able to ascend by using their own resources. The Negro did not do this himself, it was done to him. For more than half of his American history, he was enslaved, yet he built the spanning bridges, the grand mansions, the sturdy docks, and stout factories of the South. His unpaid labor made cotton king and established America as a significant nation in international commerce. Even after his release from chattel slavery, the nation grew over him, submerging him. It became the richest, most powerful society in the history of man. But it left the Negro far behind. So we still have a long, long way to go before we reach the promised land of freedom. Yes, we have left the dusty soils of Egypt. And we have crossed the Red Sea that had for years been hardened by a long and piercing winter of massive resistance. Before we reach the majestic shores of the Promised Land, there will still be gigantic mountains of opposition ahead and prodigious hilltops of injustice. We still need some Paul Revere of conscience to alert every hamlet and every village of America that revolution is still at hand. Yes, we need a chart. We need a compass. Indeed, we need some North Star to guide us into a future shrouded with impenetrable uncertainties. Now, in order to answer the question, where do we go from here, which is our theme, we must first honestly recognize where we are now. When the Constitution was written, a strange formula to determine taxes and representation declared that the Negro was 60% of a person. Today, another curious formula seems to declare he is 50% of a person. The good things in life, the Negro has approximately one half those of white. The bad things of life, he has twice those of whites. Thus, half of all Negroes live in substandard housing. And Negroes have half the income of whites. When we turn to the negative experiences of life, the Negro has a double share.
You see, we are in a situation in which anybody thinks they could come forward and say anything about our condition, and they're just exercising freedom of speech. You see? There was no freedom of speech in the 60s when proto-fascists came forward and tried to put their program forward. There was no freedom of speech for the Ku Klux Klan in the black community. There was no freedom of speech for these shoe polished lip Negroes running around out here now that have entree to the basement of the White House. Most of these individuals who are in positions of political power today are there because of people like Malcolm. They're there because of people like the Black Panther Party. They're in the positions of influence they are in today because people made sacrifices and believed in what they believed in and stood for what they believed in. And Malcolm X influenced an entire generation of black activists. He influenced not only myself, he influenced the very founders of the Black Panther Party, who today are selling cookbooks, who today are going to Congress. They the Cage Panthers. They the Tamed Panthers. But you got some brothers and sisters in prison who ain't been tamed, who ain't been, and they all over their cage, and they haven't been tamed. And what I'm saying to you is this. You can rely upon one thing, that the co-optation of Malcolm X's image is ultimately an attempt to discredit the idea, the concept, and the analysis of revolutionary nationalism.
It's Free Mix Radio, the original mixtape radio show. Freely distributed, liberated masses media. VoxUnion.com for more information. Liner notes, details to all that you've heard on this mixtape. Burn it, pass it along, give it out. Free Mix Radio.